Late-term abortions, also known as partial birth abortions, are already outlawed under federal law. But according to the governor's spokesman, Colin Manning, the governor was concerned by a provision that would require a second opinion before a woman could receive the procedure even if her life were threatened by the pregnancy.
If you have a life-threatening condition, especially in a state like New Hampshire, where we have a lot of rural areas, it would be very problematic. So it really doesn't protect the health and safety of all women.
In a written statement, House Speaker William O'Brien said overturning the veto will be a priority. The bill passed the Senate 18-5, but in the House, where the vote was 224-110, it's too close to call whether Republicans can muster the two-thirds necessary to override the veto. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.